anything for you.
Now, back to Bob and Brian.
Hey! Starts is number one radio show. Get your morning started right. Laughing all the way to your crummy job. You start to feel all right. Just like two old friends on your radio. And what you need to get you going.
Hey!
Yes? Thank you for listening. We're sorry. Tomorrow on the show, what's the big tomorrow on the show? Drew Olson.
Drew?
Yep, talk a little baseball.
Good, because I have some questions.
As always, you have been enjoying the show, the Bob and Brian show. On Laser 103. And you'll enjoy the Bob and Brian show tomorrow. Just not on Laser 103.
I've never had to do this before, so I'm not sure exactly what the right or the wrong way is. Because for the last 18 years, and I'm sure I'll slip over the next few months, count on it. Because I'm not very good at this.
Oh, we do.
It was personally, I couldn't stand the music on this radio station. I'll be honest. After 10 o'clock, I, like many people.
This is what I'll miss, the complaining when you come out of a Mudvayne
Tool.
Or Tool and Bob
Slipknot.
Going.
Not.
Jeez.
So, for many years, I have hated the music on this radio station. I'll be honest. At 10 o'clock, I didn't listen. I turned the speaker off in our office. I would turn the speakers off as I passed by in the hallway. I would often turn on other radio stations that broadcast from this building.
You listen to a lot of country.
Not anymore. I told you, I'm done with country. And now everyone's out there going, oh, they're going country. They're going country. No, just sit tight for a minute. Just sit tight. All right? It was Brian and I suggested years ago, all the time, we were always howling, saying, why are we playing this crappy music? We would always say that. All right? And this isn't the Bob character, the funny Bob character. This is Bob, you know, the guy. This is just me talking to you now. All right? The dad who would come home and go, turn that off. God, that's annoying. Is that laser? Turn it off. So, After harping for years and years and years, management probably went, you know, maybe they're onto something. Maybe we should play good music rather than bad music. You know? You know? All the people at corporate that we told, God, this music sucks. This music is terrible. Finally, like, I don't know. Yes. You tell them long enough, and finally they go, well, maybe he's right. Maybe good music would be better than bad music on 102.9 in Milwaukee, right?
Bob's on the phone again.
Yeah.
He's really mad.
I'm not the only one. You were just, don't sit there and pretend like you were. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, but you were the one who had, like, at 5:30, you know,
when
was wrapping up.
And I it was embarrassing. I thought, who would listen to this and then stay for our show? Who tunes? I thought, if you tuned in 30 seconds early, you tuned out. You turned it off, and you went, I can't stand that. So, in an effort to be, go ahead.
About this time every day, we'd come out of the show and start up some song. Bob would sit there and go, click, 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 click.
Not on the air, in the studio with Eric and Brian.
To imitate all the radio things being turned off.
I'd kind of put my hand by me. You hear that? You guys are changing the station right now. Because this music sucks! It's no secret.
All right.
And so.
So, I got plenty of the honesty there.
All right. I'm trying to think of a nice. Like I said, I've never had to do this before, so I'm trying to. I'm
trying to make it profound. Are you trying to make this a moment people remember?
No.
Carbon stone will be like on the Bob Memorial, and then the great man said,
"Why is it always great with you?" When I swam today, he swam
greatly.
He swam
because it's greatness. Greatness. It's all.
He swam greatly, and then the great man paused
in a great way.
Laser 103 was a great run. It was 18 years. That's a long time. That's a long time. But no, but you can't last.
Can we last longer than WZUU? Was that 18 years?
I don't know. I don't know how long WNUW was on the air. I don't know how long LPX lasted. QFM, I don't remember. Okay, so we're not the greatest rock station ever. All right. There were others that lasted longer.
And then he took his place in history.
But now, there's a change. And it's a change for the good. Because now you will only get the finest broadcasting in America from 5 to 10 a.m. at 102.9 FM. From Milwaukee, you will get the finest broadcasting in America all day long on 102.9.
Finally, a station designed by guys for guys. Hey! What do you get when you take Bob and Brian and everything that rocks all day? Rock. Just rock, rock, rock. Lots of pork in the morning with Bob and Brian.
Don't leave us. We don't know what to do on our own.
What's so funny, though?
Nothing. Why? Nothing funny ever happens on this show. You know that.
Four racks of rock for the rest of the day. Hey, not exactly heart smart. You're not screaming. You're not rocking. Playing everything that rocks, not just one little decade. Everything that rocks. Oink, if you like this. You just found Hog Heaven, the Hog. It's old, it's new. It's everything that rocks. The Hog is a new station with a nose for rock. From more than just one decade. Bob and Brian in the morning.
Bob and Brian.
Now that's what we call going whole hog. Being high on the hog means we're high on this.
Look at me now. Do I look like I'm well?
No.
Do I act like a well-adjusted? Do you think that could have had something to do with the way I am?
All that stuff.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Everything that rocks. Welcome to Milwaukee's new rock station, 102.9 The Hog. Finally, a little testosterone in Milwaukee.
Don't you just love that new station smell?
Milwaukee's new rock station with Bob and Brian in the morning.
102.9 The Hog.